Chapter 13. Monica Rambeau had returned without a story. That was the part people kept trying to soften. They wanted her absence to have texture. They wanted a tunnel, a dream, a light at the edge of the dark, a voice. A place where the lost had waited together and come back, holding some shared proof that the universe had noticed what it did. Monica had none of that. She remembered sitting beside her mother's hospital bed. She remembered grief held in the body before grief had enough facts to become grief. She remembered reaching for the sheet. Then she remembered the room exploding with people. 5 years did not pass for her, not subjectively, not in the blood, not in the private clock a person carried under the ribs. She went from one terrible minute into another terrible minute, wearing the same clothes and the same confusion, while the world around her had committed itself to years of mourning, policy, triage, memorial funding, remarriage, custody disputes, rebuilt hospitals, outdated badges, new directors, and a death certificate she had not been present to receive. People asked where she had been. Monica had learned not to answer quickly. Now, after Westview, light misbehaved around her.
Not always. Not dramatically enough to satisfy anyone who wanted a clean power set. Most days, the world stayed polite. Fluorescent bulbs buzzed, traffic signals glowed in their assigned colors, phones lit faces blue in elevators, hospital monitors kept their green little tyrannies. But sometimes light came apart in Monica's vision and revealed its paperwork. Wavelengths, residue, pressure, heat, charge, reflection, interference, the argument between what an object was doing and what someone believed it meant. It made grocery stores exhausting. It made hospitals worse. At 0420, her secure phone displayed a message from an address that should not have passed through any normal routing layer. Rambeau. M. Requesting consultation. Post-blip anomaly cluster. Possible non-radiative absence signature. Medical observer, credible. Mystic observer, irritated, but credible. Do not bring an extraction team. Attached were four files, one corrupted video, and a note signed only Wong. Monica read the note twice. The phrase non-radiative absence signature annoyed her enough to keep reading.
The first file was a hospital case summary from Seattle. Dr. Asha Manone, trauma surgery, Harborview Medical Center. Returned during operating theater collapse. Reports no subjective 5-year interval. Later perceives survivability boundary in patients and anomalous delayed injury in one Luis Mvero. Clinical tone dry enough to make fear more visible, not less. The second was an incident packet for Mara Vale and Daniel Keene. Ambulance crash. Patient cardiac event plus vehicle impact. Both dusted. Driver did not. Driver deceased. On return, patient continued to crash. Paramedic completed intervention. Both report orange horizon, black water, borrowed final language, and auditory bleed from the dead driver. The third was an original traffic camera file. Mercer Street. Naya Reyes dusted from the path of an already arriving vehicle. Tessa Kem did not dust. Tessa died later. The camera had since turned toward Reyes without motor authorization and filled its own lens with orange light. The fourth was not Earth. Monica enlarged the translated packet until the text stopped swimming. M.A. Extra Extraction Site. Child witness held. Company security dispute. Below that, Sarven, political execution interrupted, cross-world contact request, warning, do not send soldiers.
Monica sat back in the narrow office assigned to her because no one knew whether she was fully back on duty, and no one wanted to write down why. Outside the window, dawn put a weak silver edge on the Potomac. She opened the traffic file. The first playback showed nothing supernatural. Wet pavement, early evening glare, a bus clearing the frame, pedestrians gathering under umbrellas.
a woman in a green coat, another woman beside her, headlights entering too fast from the left, then dust. Monica watched Nia Reyes disappear from beside Tessa Kim. The vehicle struck the space where Nia had been, and the body Tessa still occupied. Monica paused the file. She had seen people disappear. Everyone had. The world had replayed the vanishing so many times that grief had acquired stock footage. Dust in stadiums, dust in classrooms, dust in cars that kept moving, dust in bedrooms where one half of a bed emptied and the other half woke alone. Dust on security footage, dust on home video, dust on police cameras, dust blurred by compression and disbelief. This was different. Not visually. Visually, it was the same obscene subtraction. The difference was around the edge. Monica leaned closer. Her light dimmed by one measurable degree. The screen did not change. Her perception did.
The frame separated into layers. Rain, glass, tire spray, sodium streetlight, electrical noise, human heat signatures faint through coats and umbrellas. The sudden dispersal of Nia Reyes into dust registered as a familiar discontinuity, the snap's old arithmetic, still ugly after all these years. But at the place where Nia had vanished, something else remained. Not energy. Monica disliked that word when people used it to mean anything luminous, frightening, or expensive. This was an absence with an edge, a negative pressure, the mark left when a force removed something already being reached by something else. The vehicle crossed the frame. Tessa Kim fell. The scar did not close. Wong did not portal Monica into Harborview. He offered. Monica said no. His reply arrived after 8 minutes. Good. Then, after another minute, that would have made three agencies angry, and two of them would have pretended the anger was jurisdictional. Monica took a government flight to Seattle, then a car that smelled like vinyl, disinfectant, and rain trapped in floor mats. She used the time to read Asha Menon's notes in order.
The doctor wrote like someone who believed a sentence should survive cross-examination. Monica appreciated that. There were no mystical claims in the file. Every impossible observation had been surrounded by what the doctor knew, what she did not know, what she had ruled out, and which conclusion she refused to draw without more cases. Wong had annotated the file in fewer words. Annoyingly disciplined. Harborview had become good at temporary rooms. The blip had trained hospitals to convert any square footage into triage, intake, counseling, identification, and sometimes chapel. Asha met Monica in a conference room that had once been used for donor luncheons. Someone had removed the cheerful wall photos and replaced them with whiteboards, rolling monitors, and three tables of case files arranged by date. Dr. Asha Menon stood when Monica entered. She looked tired in a way sleep would not fix, with a clipped badge, a steady gaze, and the posture of someone keeping her own body out of the report. Wong stood by the far wall with a paper cup of coffee he had not touched. He wore ordinary boots today, correctly. A woman Monica recognized from the case notes was taping a cable down along the floor with unnecessary force. Mina Park, Asha said. Charge nurse. She is here because everyone trusts her and because she can make three departments comply without invoking cosmic jurisdiction.
Mina did not look up from the tape. Also because if one more consultant says energy without defining it, I'm leaving. Monica liked her immediately. Then I'll define my terms, Monica said. Asha gestured toward the nearest chair. Thank you for coming. Don't thank me yet. I may be the wrong instrument. We are short on instruments. That was a medical answer, not a clever one. Monica sat. Wong set his coffee down. I sent what we have. You sent what you thought would get me on a plane, Monica said. Also what we have. Mina tore the tape with her teeth, then remembered she was in a hospital and looked briefly ashamed of herself. Asha touched the monitor remote. Before we begin, what should we not ask? Monica looked at her. Most people began with what can you do? Asha had started with the boundary. Good doctor. Do not ask me where I was during the blip. I don't know. Do not ask whether I can find missing people. I can't. Do not ask whether this is the same as what happened in Westview. It isn't. If I say I don't know, I mean it. Asha nodded once. Understood. What do you need from us?
Original files when possible. No edited clips. No screenshots if the recording exists. Exact times. Environmental data. Medical scans if patients consent. And no one using my observations to justify containment. Mina straightened. That's already my favorite sentence today. Wong looked at Asha. I told you she would be useful. You said she would be difficult in the correct direction. Same category. Monica let that pass. The rhythm belonged to them, not to her. Show me the crosswalk first. Asha dimmed the room. The Mercer Street footage filled the monitor. Monica watched it once without speaking, then again with the room layered open in her vision. Municipal camera glare, rain, compression artifacts, headlight bloom, human heat, the old snap discontinuity, the newer scar. When the camera turned toward Nia in the later file, Wong's containment geometry flashed over the lens, gold folded around orange. Monica stood before she realized she had moved. Asha paused the video. What did you see? Monica kept her eyes on the frozen frame. Not radiation. Not normal magic. Wong's face did not change, but his attention sharpened. Normal magic? Mina said. Unfortunately, yes, Wong said.
Monica pointed at the traffic camera. Your spell closed around the event, but it didn't touch the deepest part. The light? The absence under the light. Asha picked up a pen. Describe it physically. Monica almost smiled. You really are a doctor. I am currently trying very hard to remain one. Monica looked back at the screen. When ordinary blip footage plays, I see removal, a universal subtraction. It has a signature, but it is broad. No individual intention, no local preference. People are there, and then they aren't. With Reyes, the subtraction happened inside another process already in motion. Asha wrote without looking at the page. The vehicle impact. Not only the vehicle, the event. The whole lethal sequence had already started. Her body was already inside a death path. Then the snap removed her. Those two processes touched. Wong's fingers moved once. A small private calculation. A boundary problem, he said. That's your phrase? Working label. Keep it. It's less wrong than most. Mina crossed her arms. Less wrong is going on the hospital motto? Monica stepped closer to the monitor. The orange in the camera lens was too bright, but brightness was the least important part of it. Whatever this is, it isn't pointing east. Asha stopped writing.
Nia's compulsion is eastward. Her body may read it that way. The scar doesn't. The scar looks like pressure through an unfinished instant. Wong looked almost pleased, which on him meant less displeased. Direction is a symptom, he said. Monica glanced at him. That sounds rehearsed. It was improved under criticism. Keep that too. Mara Vale arrived in uniform because she had come directly from shift and because, Asha suspected, arriving as a paramedic made the room easier to survive. Daniel Keane came with her. He wore a gray sweater, a gray hospital visitor sticker, and a wedding ring he turned with his thumb when no one was speaking to him. Monica watched that ring before she watched his face. Some objects carried more honest posture than people. Asha did the introductions without ceremony. That helped. Ceremony made people search for the correct grief face. You don't have to do this, Monica told them. Mara stood near the table, rather than sitting. That's what everyone says right before asking. Then I won't ask yet. Dan gave a short laugh that ended quickly. That's worse somehow.
Probably. Monica pulled one chair away from the table and sat where both of them could see her hands. I can look at the visual signature around you. I don't know if you'll feel anything. I don't know whether it will help. I won't touch you. Mara looked at Asha. Asha said, You can say no. Mara's answer came after a long second. If this gets somebody else out of the road earlier, look. Dan swallowed. Same. Monica let the room settle. Then she looked. Mara Vale did not glow. That was the first relief. People who expected powers wanted light. Monica had learned to distrust light when it tried to behave like an answer. Around Mara, the air held a broken line of red and black pressure. Ambulance glass, wet road, a monitor's last stutter, hands braced against a patient, a driver already gone into death before the rig finished moving. Monica could not see the crash as memory. She did not inherit it. She only saw where the final second had failed to close. Dan Keene's signature overlapped hers at one edge. Not identical, not romantic, not fate, if fate meant anything clean. They had been inside the same lethal event when the snap took them. Their scars shared weather. Monica blinked hard and let ordinary sight return. Mara had not moved. Dan had stopped turning the ring. Well? Mara asked. Her voice had paramedic briskness laid over fear. Not hiding fear, using it.
You and Mr. Keene share an event boundary, Monica said. Same death path, different positions inside it. Asha wrote that down. Mara rubbed her palms once against her uniform pants. Does that mean he's one of us? Monica did not answer from authority she did not have. It means whatever marked you also touched him. Dan looked at the table. I was supposed to die? Asha's pen stopped. Mara answered before anyone else could turn clinical. You were in bad shape before the crash. The crash made it worse. That's not what I asked. Mara's shoulders tightened. Monica said, Supposed to isn't a measurement. Dan looked up. She continued carefully. Your body was in a sequence that had become lethal. That is all I can say. That's enough? No. He nodded once, as if that was the most merciful answer available. Wong had been quiet through the scan. Monica glanced at him. Do you see it? Parts, he said. Magic handles edges differently. Magic handles everything differently, Mina muttered. Yes. Monica turned back to Mara. Do you hear the driver? Mara did not ask how she knew. Sometimes. Not words?
A siren under things. His last thought once through Dan. She looked at Dan, then away. Not all the time. Monica nodded. Do not chase it when you're tired. Mara's expression changed. The sentence had landed somewhere practical. Why? Because your scar isn't only yours. If you go looking for the loudest part, you may come back carrying someone else's final second closer to the surface. Asha wrote that down more slowly. Monica noticed. That's already happening, isn't it? Asha did not answer. Her silence did. They moved to the imaging suite after visiting hours thinned. Asha hated the choice. Monica could see it in the way she explained the consent forms twice and checked every monitor herself. Doctors tolerated machines when machines gave them useful lies in familiar formats. This room would not do that. This room would produce no scan code insurance could understand. Mina stayed near the door with a paper cup of coffee she had reheated twice and not drunk. Wong stood behind the observation glass. Do you need him in here? Asha asked. No, Monica said. Good. Asha lay on the scanner table with her hands flat at her sides. She looked more exposed in stillness than Mara had in uniform. Monica stood beside the table. If you want to stop, say stop.
I know how consent works. People who know how consent works still need to hear it. Asha looked at her then, and for the first time, Monica saw the woman under the case definition. Stop means stop, Asha said. Yes. Look. Monica did. Asha Menon was harder. Not brighter. Harder. Her scar had a clean margin, almost surgical, a line where the body had understood no repair would be possible. Around it, Monica saw operating lights, dust and sterile air, a falling mass rendered not as image, but as inevitability. Asha's fragment had learned from that line. It had become a sense for when injury crossed from salvageable into final. But the mark was not only in her perception, it was in her restraint. Monica had no instrument for that. She saw it anyway. Asha's scar did not reach outward like Elias Crow's file seemed to. It held itself against use, braced every time someone tried to turn the impossible into a protocol. Monica stepped back. You see thresholds. Asha closed her eyes. Survivability boundaries.
Monica waited until she knew she was not answering too fast. I don't see active deterioration. I do see stress every time the scar is used. Tissue stress? Identity stress. Mina made a sound under her breath. Asha stayed still. Define that. I can't clinically. Visually, the mark blurs when you reach through it, like a muscle overused, except what fatigues is the border between your final second and someone else's. Asha stared at the ceiling. That is an unacceptable sentence. I agree. It is also consistent with reports. I know. Asha let her head turn toward the observation glass. Wong stood on the other side, arms folded, giving her the privacy of not pretending not to watch. Elias, she said. Monica had been waiting for his name. Asha sat up slowly. You saw his file? Yes. And? Monica thought of the still image. Elias in the gym, hands open, face arranged around gentleness. She had not seen him in person. She did not want to overstate a screen impression. His mark looks louder than yours. Louder. More connected, less contained. Asha stepped down from the table. Mina handed her the coffee, which was a mistake as beverage, and correct as gesture. He thinks that is purpose, Asha said.
Does he? Yes. Monica looked at the case files through the glass. Then keep him away from rooms full of people like this until you know what proximity does. No one spoke for a moment. The sentence had weight because it was practical. Wong opened the door. That may already be difficult. Asha drank the cold coffee and grimaced. The last witnesses meet tomorrow. Asterisk. The off-world packet printed from a hospital fax machine at 2216 because the secure system rejected three translation layers and the fax machine, being too obsolete to know better, accepted everything. Mina stood over it like a disappointed parent. I have been betrayed by infrastructure. Wong took the pages as they came through. Older machines are harder to intimidate. That is not how cybersecurity works. It is here. The first pages were Sar Ven's message to Elias Crow. Asha had received it because Elias, to his credit, or someone else's intervention, had forwarded the contact packet before adding interpretation. Monica read the letter standing by the counter. If you keep a register, leave room for worlds whose grief does not speak Earth language. If you make rules, do not let your rules become offense. If you offer a name, remember that a name can become a handle. Do not send mystics, soldiers, missionaries, rescuers, or anyone who thinks arrival is the same as help. Monica looked at Wong. That part is for you. I noticed. And me.
also noticed.
Asha took the second packet.
Ovek.
The word changed the room. Not because anyone there knew the child, they knew the file. Sometimes a file had enough of a person inside it to make indifference embarrassing.
Marek extraction site, child witness held, company security dispute.
Additional translation followed in blocks.
Local company claims jurisdiction over returned minor found at memorial boundary, family groups dispute, memorial keeper testimony suppressed, subject speaks unregistered dead names, request classification, hazard, evidence, survivor, religious matter.
Mina put both hands on the counter.
They're asking what box to put a child in.
Yes, Asha said.
Monica saw the paper before she meant to. The letters thinned, ink became carbon, pressure, heat.
Behind the translation, behind the machine's bad categories, something trembled.
A dense little knot of final seconds, many voices packed around one living body.
Ovek's scar was not larger than the others. It was crowded.
Small hands. No air. A wall that did not move. Adults calling names in the dark. A company seal pressed over the report after the fact. Monica looked away before the room disappeared. Wong noticed.
Rambo.
I'm here. Mina was already beside her with a chair. Monica sat, because refusing would waste everyone's time. Asha crouched rather than standing over her. Doctor, still.
What changed?
Monica breathed through the after image until the counter returned. Then the fax machine. Then the paper cup by Mina's elbow. The child isn't only hearing the dead. The dead are crowded around the same injury.
The extraction collapse, Asha said.
And the cover-up. The event didn't end when the roof came down. Asha absorbed that without writing. That meant it had hurt.
Wong picked up the Ovek pages.
We cannot portal there. Mina looked at him.
I didn't ask.
Someone will. Monica nodded. Sar said not to send rescuers who think arrival is help.
She is correct.
Can you contact anyone who won't make it worse?
Wong's mouth tightened.
Possibly. That was the honest form of yes from a man who disliked promising before logistics had suffered enough.
Monica stood.
Don't send a team. Send leverage.
Asha looked up.
Meaning?
Jurisdictional pressure. Public record preservation, medical observer status, anything that makes the company stop treating custody like ownership. Mina pointed at her with the cold coffee. That sounded like you have done this before. Different uniforms, same smell. Wong folded the packet. I know a lawyer who will enjoy being impossible to remove from a room. No one asked whether he meant a human lawyer. Near midnight, Asha cleared the main table and made a new grid. She did not call it a map. Monica respected that. Maps made people think geography was the point. The pull had already proven it could lie in the language of direction. A map of places would become a trap too quickly. Asha used columns instead. Name. Location. Observed death mechanism. Snap phase evidence. Returned symptoms. Shared event participants. Institutional pressure. Unverified. Monica stood at the end of the table while Asha wrote. Wong sat with his phone, sending messages in three alphabets and one script that made the screen briefly refuse to display notifications. Mina opened a fresh pack of markers with the resignation of a nurse watching a doctor discover office supplies at midnight. Mara Vale. Ambulance crash, cardiac patient, driver deceased, siren bleed, shared event with Daniel Keene.
Daniel Keene. Cardiac crisis plus crash. Wedding ring returned, borrowed final thought. Possible near misclaimed or shared event case. Nia Reyes. Crosswalk impact. Tessa Kim non-returned. Traffic camera anomaly. Eastward pressure reduced by crossing west. Tessa Kim. Non-returned, survived initial impact, heard water before death, voicemail echo, not misclaimed, still connected. Asha Menon, operating theater collapse, survivability boundary perception, delayed injury detection, identity stress risk. Sar Ven, political execution, verdict pressure,
off-world witness contact, quarantine slash asset pressure. OVEC, extraction site collapse, unregistered dead names, company custody dispute, crowded scar. Elias Crow, support center, last witnesses, St. Bridget's Annex, bullet interrupted, Jonah Mills deceased, Mark possibly overconnected. Monica watched the names accumulate. No orange horizon appeared, no ghost spoke, no cosmic entity leaned close to correct their spelling. The work looked like work. That helped. Asha capped the marker. What are we missing? Exact times, Monica said. We have dates. Not enough. I need the smallest window you can get. Dusting moment, fatal mechanism already in motion. Return moment, first symptom, first shared dream. If we are comparing scars, seconds matter.
Wong looked up from his phone. They matter more than minutes. Yes. Asha wrote a new heading at the top of the board. Final second. Then she underlined it once. Monica felt the room shift when the words went up. The question had changed from where they were being pulled to what had been happening when they vanished. That was enough to make the room quieter. Wong's phone chimed. He read the message. The original Mercer traffic footage still exists. Naya's case. Tessa's last crosswalk. Asha turned. Where? City records backup. Unedited. Access restricted. Mina took one step toward the door. How restricted? Wong stood, annoyingly. That is not an answer. It is a time estimate. Monica picked up her jacket. Asha looked from Wong to Monica. The board light reflected in her eyes, turning the clinical fatigue there into something sharper. That is the next step, Monica said. Getting restricted footage? Getting unedited seconds. She looked at the board again. Final second. For Monica, there had been no final second. No black water, no orange shore, no borrowed dead, no voice asking what it cost. Just absence, then a hospital room full of people who had lived 5 years without her.
That blank had once felt like theft. Tonight, standing beside a table covered in people whose last instance had not closed, Monica was not sure blankness was the cruelest thing the snap had left behind. She took the marker from Asha and added one more column. Who else was there? Mara. Dan. Tessa. Jonah Mills. The driver whose last thought still moved under sirens. The unlisted dead around OVEC. The people the files kept calling context. Monica set the marker down. Start with the ones who didn't come back, she said. If the scar has fingerprints, some of them may belong to the people standing closest when the universe cut through. No one answered quickly. They let the silence stay long enough to be useful. Outside the hospital, rain began again. Light against the windows, and then heavier, as if the city had remembered it was allowed to make sound.